Hello, and welcome to The Guild That Keeps On Giving, a podcast about a group of friends and their thoughts, ideas, and experiences relating to D&D. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Patrick, and let's go talk to my friends.
All right, here we go. So you had gone into the ground floor of the Strange Tower and high-fived the walls, got the gem. An opening appeared in the ceiling 7 feet above you. Papa climbed up, saw some demonic statues, and pulled Engelbert and Acrodite up into the second floor. And so that is where we are. So this room is the same size as the room below, but it looks very different. The first thing that really stands out, other than the demonic statues, is the fact that the ceiling above is just floating above you, and there are no walls.
So we can see outside?
Yeah, so it's like you're on this platform. You can see outside. You see the surrounding land, the blasted land, the chasm, the forest, and you look out and you see lightning just shooting out ostensibly from the top of the tower above you, going out into the forest, and there's little fires and little storms and those spinning things. But it's all silent.
Can I take, just like lift my foot up and take a pebble from my boot or something, or a
sure.
pebble from the ground and just throw it at what would be a wall?
Yes, it bounces off like there is
okay.
a wall.
All right. This is a strange place.
I agree. Is right. there another hole or ladder or stairs anywhere?
Well, you do see, no, there's no ladder or holes or stairs or anything like that. But if you move forward there a little bit, you can get a close view of this star carved into the floor. And there's three stone statues. Now, the statues are sinister, and they're brandishing weapons. And they appear to be engaged in the middle of some savage battle. One of the demons is depicted with a long snout and two backward curving horns. And its left hand is a gold-colored gem. And in its right, there's a large spiked flail. Another one is a bald-headed creature with a single eye and a massive wide-open mouth with lots of sharp teeth and big fangs. In its left hand, it holds a bright orange and red-colored ruby. And it's shown to be posed in mid-strike with a sword made of glowing flame gripped firmly in its right hand. And the third statue shows another demon. And this one appears to have three eyes and a single jagged horn protruding from the center of its forehead. Its left hand is outstretched and empty, but it holds a triple forked triton in its right hand that is aimed toward the one-eyed demon's head. So it looks like they're all fighting each other. And then there's that carving in the floor between them.
What the guy with the gold gem, what is he holding again?
He is holding a large spiked flail.
Okay. And how many eyes does he have? Does he have two eyes?
Yes.
Well, gentlemen, it feels like it's either take the gems out of the two that are holding gems or maybe put this blue gem in the hand of the one that doesn't have a gem.
There seems to be a bit of a pattern. We've got the one with nothing in his hand but a trident, and he's got three eyes and one horn. One in the middle got one eye. The first one, the gold gem, he's got two eyes. Seems to be there's something with the eyes. Maybe they're potatoes. I don't know. This is madness. Three eyes and a trident. And a horn.
The world's first Mr. Potato Head.
But he's pointing his trident at the guy with the one eye, which is an orange horn. Or orange kind of gem, a ruby. What about the gold gem?
Acrodite, while you're up there, is there anything in the little divot in the ground that's of interest or note?
Yeah, I checked this star-like thing. What it looks like, I mean, I think I actually have that asset, but it looks like it used to be some kind of a basin or something. It used to have water in it.
No, it actually looks like arcane carving.
I Well, I think my arcana is terrible, but yeah, it's pretty bad. Okay, won't even try. Now this is maybe a bit of a leap, but perhaps these things has to go in the carving there. Maybe we don't put anything in the hand of the other one. Maybe.
Does it have a space for three gems?
Yeah. No. Okay.
And the carving?
Is the carving just like symbols and runes? Nothing obvious. Or is it like some sort of...
It's just the star. A multi-pointed star. With a smooth area in the center.
And it looks like they're in battle. So the guy with the three eyes is pointing his trident at the guy with one eye. The guy with one eye has a flame sword. Who does he look like he's going after, if any?
He's going towards the one with the spiked flail.
Aha! Okay. And the one with the spiked flail, let me guess, he's going after the one with the three eyes.
Yes.
Okay. Well, this is interesting. They're locked in some kind of circular hostilities. One's going after one, he's going after the other. It's a bit of a circle jerk now, isn't it?
Mm. That's the common phrase here in Faerun.
Seems like it.
For that situation.
Yeah.
It looks like the last...
It's where a bunch of jerks stand
and
in a circle.
And that situation only.
They're fighting each other.
That's the one with three eyes is coming up empty with gems. So, have we found any gems?
Maybe we found that gem downstairs. We grabbed it out of the hand.
Put it in the one with three eyes then. Just put it in. I'm quite sure that'll do it. I'm pretty well versed in these things.
Engelbert does have the large blue sapphire.
Sure.
I can walk up there if you want, Matt.
Thank you. Thank you, my friend. And I hand you the gem and let you go put it in there.
All right. Now, Acrodite, you're standing next to it. Do you want to stand back or be up there?
Of course I do. Okay. In fact, I'll take cover behind Engelbert. No.
I'm just gonna
hit something up over here, Engelbert. Don't mind me behind you.
It's all right.
That's called a straight line jerk.
It's all right, Acrodite. I'll protect you, and I wait to see what happens. I guess.
Okay.
I put the gem in the hand of that one.
All right. As soon as you put the gem on the three-eyed statue, the hand closes around it.
I take out my ocarina and start playing the Melody of Time. And anyway, sorry, wrong game.
But nothing else happens other than continued flashing, sporadic from outside.
Okay. It's still a statue, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can I try to turn it?
When you go to touch it, it has that same sense that it's protected by the force of magic, okay. Other than the gem.
Other than the gem. Okay.
Okay. I want to feel along the walls because last time we dealt with invisible walls, there was an obvious door handle that just we couldn't see. So I just want to see if there's some sort of, is there levers, buttons, pictograms?
Go ahead and roll investigation. See how well you do that.
Okie doke. I don't do super well. I got a four.
So it takes you a little longer than you'd like, but you come across nothing. The walls are all smooth. So you take a few minutes doing that. While he's doing that, Acrodite, are you doing anything?
Just keeping an eye out.
Right. There is still that hole in the floor. So I suppose something could come up through there. Nothing else seems to be happening. And it's eerily silent.
Once again, I hope this is just a design note since we're playtesting stuff. I really hope at some point they fix the passive DCs for stuff because I think it's ridiculous when you have a passive investigation of 12, but then you roll and you get a 4.
Yeah.
Right.
But also, I don't know. Either get rid of passive stuff and say that doesn't exist, you have to roll for things. Or get rid of, it's just weird to have both.
Right.
Or make them count. One or the other.
Well, you could always say you just can't get lower than your passive. But then I guess you could be distracted under, you know.
Well, yeah, I'm saying there's circumstances, but I just think they need to more clearly define, like, when am I using one or the other? Because,
right.
Because also, I'm actively, just to derail this for a minute, I'm actively looking on the wall.
Right.
But somehow that's worse than if I were passively looking, like feeling the wall. Like if I said, oh, I'm just casually running my fingers across the wall.
Right.
Not really looking for sure, just kind of passively. But then I get to keep my 12. Like it doesn't make sense. But it doesn't. That's just the way that they've written it is unclear and unhelpful. And that's a hope that they fix it.
It is. Yeah. The way I use it, which isn't, you know, in the rules or anything, is that if you take a little extra time, you get your passive. So if you're doing an investigation and you do a quick one and you get a 4 like you did, then you take a little extra time, you can get your 12.
That makes sense.
Right. Anyway, that's my point is Wizards fix your game.
Well, either way, it just took...
That's the point.
You thoroughly checked everything. It just took you longer. Is how I'm ruling that low roll. And you do not find anything but smooth stone. Yeah.
Can I step into that arcana?
Yes, you can. Carving? You can squeeze in between the statues. Okay. And step there.
All right. Does anything there feel like I can push it, move it, turn it,
pop it, twist
go ahead
it.
And investigate that. Pop it, twist it.
Not well.
All right.
Once again, lower than my passive investigation.
Right, and that's going to happen about half the time.
Right.
So
about 45% of the time, that's going to happen. Lord. So, so your quick investigation doesn't reveal anything. So you could take a little extra time and take your 14. And at that point, you do notice a smudgy footprint on it. That wasn't yours.
Okay. I am going to say there's a smudgy footprint. I'm going to try to put my boot in the same spot.
Okay.
All right. So you stand on it.
Mm-hmm.
And you...
Is it just 1 foot?
Yeah. Yeah.
That is weird. Okay. I mean, I'll do it, but... Put your left leg.
Yeah. You got to balance on 1 foot. That's the trick.
Yeah. It's a yoga pose. I get it. Okay. I'm going to Warrior 2 or whatever.
There you go.
This is the headquarters of the Unicycle Guild. And...
Yeah. Get my ass kicked by a one-legged man.
You try all those things and nothing seems to happen at all.
I'm going to go try to desmudge the smudge.
Ooh.
Remove the obstruction. So the arcane energies. Basically, I'm blowing on the cartridge to see if any getting rid of this dust makes the magic work.
Okay. He pulls out some pledge. And it just goes at it.
It's pie cell time.
Very druidic of you, pine cell. All right.
Yeah.
You clean it off. I don't know, use Druidcraft or something, or scrub it with whatever.
So little elbow grease.
A little elbow grease. It comes right up. It seems to just be some mud.
Then I stand in the
from someone's
in
boot.
The middle of the circle, and I say, "Take me up,
Calgon. Take me away."
Nothing happens.
I try a bunch of abracadabra, just different words. Nothing happens.
Is there a spot by this one for a boot, or is there anything by this thing?
As you look around, yes, you do see that there is a boot print, and then another one, all the same left boot, but spaced apart as if someone had come up through the hole, had something on their shoe, walked over to the...
This is the part where Jesus was carrying them, and that's why there's not enough footprints. Classic.
Right.
That was beautiful.
So do the boot prints look like they go into the circle?
Yes. And then they're gone.
So maybe we'd follow this series of boot print steps and end up in the circle and see what happens.
Well, I've been in the circle. Yeah, sure. I stand in the circle, wait for them to get in with me, but nothing happens, right?
Well... But I mean, no, I mean hit all the boot prints. Like, follow the same path through the room that the boot did.
Sure.
Yeah, it's just a direct walking from the hole straight south there. A step off to the right, I guess to the west if you're facing that way, and then stepping back on the hole. So you follow that, and nothing happens.
Okay, what about this? What if when he came into this room, the room he came from had a gem or something, and he put it back, and then he took the blue... Like, what if he was leaving this... Do you know what I'm saying? Like, he's coming down the tower. Yes. He grabs the red crystal from its room. That connects him to this room. He leaves the red crystal here. He grabs the blue one. He leaves the blue one in the hand. He leaves the building. Sure. Let's pick a different crystal and try to take it.
Which one was the blue one pointing at? It was pointing at the red one?
The blue one is...
Whoa.
Yes.
How many eyes does the blue one have?
To the gold.
The blue one relate to floors.
All right. So the blue one has three eyes.
And one horn.
Okay.
And it's pointing towards the...
One-eyed orange and red flame sword guy, right?
Yes.
Okay, I got that right.
He's pointing to the red one.
Okay. Well, I was hoping the blue one had one eye and then he was on the first floor, but that's not the case. Right. How many horns do they have?
It could still work.
The blue one has one horn?
Yes. The blue one has one horn.
Is there one with two horns and one with three horns, or is that...
There's one with two horns. The gold-colored gem has two horns, and the red gem statue has no horns.
So it's a basement.
Ground level. This is European style.
Oh, sure. I don't know.
Let's take the... wait, first of all, if I reach out and I just try to take a gem, is it now grasped like it was on the first floor and I can't get it out?
Yes.
So I got to find out some other puzzle?
Except the blue one.
Oh, I thought I...
Well, No, I'm sorry. My mistake. The hand did close around the blue one.
Okay. Can I... Let me step on the arcane circle and then try to pull out one of the other gems. Does that make it pliable?
No.
I tickle it.
Hey, nice.
It giggles.
but doesn't drop it? God damn it.
No.
Are there any... when we were walking in this room, did we find any stones that seem loose, like on the floor?
No, and you can check the whole floor.
I would like to check the whole
floor. And this circle star thing has no writing, no words, no nothing.
No writing, no words, no nothing. Okay. Chris, your dwarven tremor sense would be very useful in checking the floor.
Aha! Well then, I will put my dwarven ear to the ground, outstretched palms feeling for subtle vibrations in the concrete and stone.
And it seems very solid.
So, total psych out.
I know it, yeah. Right? Did Rick pause for you guys?
Yeah, he did.
Okay,
yeah.
I was like, is it just me? That was very dramatic.
Yes, it's very solid.
And so the actual, whatever, multi-pointed star, I don't know what you call those, that can't be moved, right? That doesn't turn a direction.
Yeah, it's a carving in the stone making up the floor.
Hmm.
All right, so while you're... let me read it again. All right. Okay. So you have a gold-colored gem in a two-horned, two-eyed demon statue. There is a orange and red flame-colored ruby, and that is in the bald-headed creature with a single eye. And there is it's holding a sword made of glowing flame. And then the third statue has three eyes, has a triton.
Trident?
Yeah, the gum.
Oh, a trident. It says here triton, but that's okay, a person. That's... Yeah, okay. A trident. Yeah. Right. Yeah, there's a typo.
Okay.
Yeah, has a trident,
okay.
A triple forked trident in its hand, and that is a watery blue-colored sapphire.
Okay, so... All of this seems like elemental. I think we need the yellow gem, but I don't know how to get it. Or gold gem, sorry, not yellow. I mean, if tickling didn't do it, I'm out
of We've tried, okay, honestly. Just to clarify, in case we didn't say this, I try every gem to grab it from inside the circular doodad. Like,
yes, the gems seemed locked magically.
They're not going anywhere. When I touch them, I don't teleport anywhere. Nothing happens to me.
Nothing happens at all.
Okay.
Not even a spark.
I didn't want to go through 20 minutes of this and you go, had you only grabbed the gold one instead of the red ruby, like, you would have moved right along. So, okay, we've tried everything.
You've tried...
Is the hole in the ground...
Physically everything.
Okay, here we go. Well, I don't know if this is actually it, but I go check the hole in the ground. Does it still point me back to the same room I came from?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And are these statues movable at all?
No.
And we can't get the gems out of them.
No.
Maybe we need to use magic.
I'm
going to
roll an arcana on this circle and see what happens. There's a 10.
Okay. It has the sense of a teleportation circle.
Okay. Do I know with arcane knowledge, like, those usually require a password or something? Like, what makes a teleportation circle work?
Getting in it. I get in it.
Well, we've all been in it, but like...
You've all been in it.
Okay.
Something has to activate it, and obviously it seems to be these statues and gems. The gold gem, the gold-colored gem, like amber, the orange and red fiery ruby, and the...
So maybe we all get in there and each touch one of them?
Sure, let's try that.
Sure.
All right, you all squeeze in the space and reach out and touch the gems.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing happens.
Sweet. I want to try to... Okay, this isn't... Well, it's probably not the solution because it's not in the rules of the game. But, like, can I do a spell like Druidcraft or something generic where I just want to kind of weave... Can I try to weave magic through these, like, to power them up somehow, like, through the gems? I don't want to destroy them. I'm not trying to be hostile or anything. I just want to see if I can, like, essentially get a current running through... And see if something happens. Like, I'm just trying to make something work.
Okay. Rule of cool. You start doing that, and there you feel like there's elemental magic needed, and that it's different for each gem. So as
that's
you
the perfect thing about Druidcraft is it can be all the elements I need it to be.
Right.
I don't know. Like, like he said, like, okay, let's, I tell everyone this. I feel like we need elemental magic. And it feels like blue sapphire is obviously water, maybe ice, red, ruby, fire. But I don't know what the element that is gold is.
I'm assuming air.
Or lightning?
Like electricity? It feels like it's right on the nose.
It feels like nostril energy. That's who's right on the nose.
I cast
that's the
nostril
gold gem requires gold.
Oh, so neither of us. I thought you were saying one of us was right.
We have some gold, don't we?
Sure. I put a gold. Let's all. Are we all standing in the middle?
It's kind of tough to get all of you.
Okay, I stand in the middle by myself, spot. And I toss a gold coin onto it. Or set a gold coin onto the thing.
Onto what?
The gold sphere gem thing.
Oh, you touch the gem with the coin. The coin is absorbed. Actually, no, it's not absorbed, but the gold gem starts glowing.
Mm. Okay, I firebolt the red one.
It absorbs the fire and starts glowing.
This is happening in a split second, but I need to find out if I have anything that creates water.
Yeah, that's what I do.
I just take out some water from my
rations. Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Dump it on it.
I guess I didn't materialize the coin, but...
Yes. Yeah, you pour water on it from your water sack, and it starts glowing, and as soon as that happens, Engelbert disappears in a flash of white light.
Sweet.
I scream in horrible pain as I die. discouraging you
I try
from
to
following
step
me.
In. I try to step in the middle as quickly as I can.
Okay. Acrodite, you see Papa disappear.
I'll do the same.
And you disappear in white light as well. And you are in a different room.
Is that grass?
Yes.
Okay.
You appear in a very odd place. So there's a glowing platform that is identical to the one you stepped on to teleport there. The room is twice as large as the rooms that you've been in before. The air in the room is extremely hot. It is well over 100 degrees Fahrenheit. And it seems difficult to breathe. It's hurting your lungs. The floor of the room is completely covered in fresh green grass in a perfect square. There's even some flowers and weeds in the grass. And the walls around the room depict a horrifyingly realistic hellscape with a black night sky, bursting volcanoes, dancing pillars of flame, and gigantic, gargantuan skeletal creatures skulking about in the distance. And the scenes on the walls are lifelike and moving. Oh. And it's as if you're peering out into some other terrible world.
So does this... Okay, I just need to, for my own imagination. Is this... I'm in an Egyptian pyramid and the like hieroglyphics are moving, but it's clearly an artistic rendering of a thing, but they're like moving as if they're alive? Or does this look like I'm looking out a window seeing... Or, like, the walls are covered in TV screens and they're all playing this very realistic movie.
It's like the walls are covered in TV screens. Okay. It looks flat, but it looks real.
Okay.
IMAX 3D. Yeah,
it's like a window is what it looks like for all intents and purposes, is that I'm looking out into this. But there's no hole in here or any statues or anything to teleport. Like, this teleportation circle, but there's no... doesn't look like a means of reactivating it.
Do we see a door?
Isn't that the window?
No, I think the whole thing is windowed. I also think this is a door, unless I'm going to be told differently.
Yeah, we'll go up and check it.
Yes.
My grass allergies start acting up.
Seriously. Broke it out in hives.
That the door fades away into the GM layer. Because it shouldn't have been there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
As you approach. Okay.
I'd like to investigate the walls to see if I can find a door.
You do not see... It's all smooth like before. The walls from the grass out. So there's an invisible barrier.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can see this hellscape.
Because if we do the pebble test again, it hits a wall where the grass ends.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Although there does seem to be heat pouring in.
And is the ceiling stone, or is it grass up there, or what am I looking at if I look straight up?
Okay, it is stone, and you do see something on the ceiling, scratched onto the ceiling. And there's letters, TNEMHSIRUON. Tene mes iru on. That's what it reads.
Do we understand this?
No. And it's in common.
Okay.
And it looks like it's been scratched into the ceiling. So assume your... what's your passive investigation?
Like 12. 14.
Acrodite?
20.
Okay, what... I'm sorry, I didn't hear what it was.
20.
20 passive. Investigation.
Oh, sorry, I thought you said perception. 9 is my passive investigation.
Okay. Papa, you notice that it is written in common, but it's been written backwards as if in a mirror.
As if it was in a mirror, okay. Yes,
and at this point, Acrodite, your 20 perception, allows you to notice... A something moving very quickly towards you across the hellscape, like running. Some sort of black and orange thing is charging directly towards you.
Dear. Okay.
And as it... Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
So as it gets closer, you realize it is a very large, demonic-looking horse with black skin and glowing red eyes. smoking flames spewing from its neck and a burning fiery mane.
Hmm.
And it comes running up straight at you and then veers off and then starts running around the room. So it's just moving.
It can't get through the wall, I'm guessing, right?
Right. It seems to want to get through the wall.
So I pull out my one of my rations again.
Okay.
I take a bite.
Okay.
Does anything happen?
No.
Do I have a way to get like a piece of bread or piece of meat or something over to that flaming horse?
The horse actually comes over to you.
Mm-hmm.
And calms down a little bit as you present the food.
Okay. But he can't get to it and I can't get it to him. Is that what we're saying? Because of the window wall?
Well, as you go to press it up, you're
like it's a mirror. I got you. So I go to the mirror and put it up.
Yeah.
Or I mean to the wall.
Right. And it the food passes through.
Okay.
And and at that point, the door appears.
Sweet. Let's leave as quickly as possible.
Yeah, I go right through.
This room sucks.
Yeah, you're starting to sweat, and any longer, and you would start taking exhaustion.
Gotcha. I'm glad we didn't have to deal with that.
You took care of that very quickly. Did you figure out that it reads nourishment?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Backwards. Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm going to grab your tokens as you step through from a very hot room and you open the door and there is a blast of cold. Okay. So as you open this heavy black door, you are greeted with a sudden gust of very cold wind. It takes an effort to keep the door open from this gale of wind. And you find yourself in a room that is decidedly larger than the tower and about 80 feet square. You are at the top of a 30-foot drop with some stairs leading down, very steep and slippery-looking stairs. The walls, ceiling, the floor are all made of giant stone blocks coated with frost and ice. The ceiling is about 50 feet above you. So it's an 80-foot cube.
Wow, that is much, much larger.
Right. So looking down, you see the stairs going down. There's four pillars that extend from the floor all the way up to the ceiling. Off to your right and left are slightly higher outcroppings of rock with some kind of mechanism on the top of each one. And then across the room, there is an elevated spot around 40 feet up that has, you can make out some kind of skulls and some, stone carvings and things. There's actually a lot of frost in the air and blowing wind. And then down at the bottom, you see these very large blocks of ice just sitting in the middle of the floor, two of them. And that is all you see. And it is well below freezing.
Thanks for listening to The Guild That Keeps On Giving. Please subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon, or whatever your favorite podcast service. Also, don't forget to like and share our Facebook page, The Guild That Keeps On Giving on Facebook, our Instagram at TGTKOG, and our Twitter at T_G_T_K_O_G. For all of us here at The Guild That Keeps On Giving, thanks for listening and have a great week.